News in Washington. I'm Jack Spear. President Obama has met with a select group of senators and representatives as he continues his review of government intelligence gathering programs. As NPR's Tamara Keith explains, the president will soon announce what revisions, if any, will be made.
This is just one in a flurry of meetings at the White House this week as the president considers changes to surveillance programs.
He's obviously close to the end of this review.
White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says Obama is considering 46 recommendations made by an intelligence review group the president appointed.
There will be some, I expect, that he will want to act on or want the government to act on right away. There will be others that he may decide should not be acted on, and there may be some that would require further review.
This comes in the wake of leaks from former NSA contractor Edward Snowden about the bulk collection of Americans' phone data. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
California's governor says the nation's largest state has finally turned the corner. Scott Detrow of member station KQED reports Governor Brown wants to increase California spending by more than $8 billion.
During the depths of the recession, California was cutting spending by tens of billions of dollars. Now the state has a multi-billion dollar surplus, and the always cautious Brown wants to increase spending.
After years of drought and cutbacks and pink slips for the teachers, we're finally being able to provide a substantial amount of new money for all the schools of California.
But Brown isn't getting too excited. He wants to use $11 billion to pay off debt and pass a constitutional amendment forcing the state to save money for down years. As the governor points out, California's surpluses have disappeared quickly before, and they likely will again. For NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he was not aware of a plan by some of his aides to create traffic jams on the George Washington Bridge, apparently to punish the Democratic mayor of Fort Lee, who did not endorse him in his recent reelection. Christie, who announced the firing of his deputy chief of staff, later traveled to Fort Lee, New Jersey, to apologize personally to Mayor Mark Sokolich. Sokolich accepted the governor's apology, though he noted an investigation is underway.
From the governor's office and its relationship with the borough of Fort Lee, we believe that today's meeting went in a very productive course of action, and we're content at the moment, and the investigation will tell us the balance of what needs to be told.
Emails and text messages suggest a Christie staffer arranged lane closings on the bridge. Amid some signs consumers at year's end were reining in their spending, a number of big retailers have cut their fourth quarter earnings outlooks, including American Outfitters and Bed Bath & Beyond. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 17 points today. You're listening to NPR. A group of doctors is warning if Congress cuts food stamps, it could lead to bigger medical bills over time. In a lobbying effort, as Congress works on a compromise farm bill, is almost certain to include such cuts. Doctors say among the risks of cutting food stamps would be higher incidence of diabetes and developmental issues for young children. Under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, roughly one in seven Americans receive aid at a cost of upwards of $80 billion a year. One of America's most important and controversial literary figures has died. Amiri Baraka died today in Newark, New Jersey, after a long illness and complications following surgery. He was 79. NPR's Rose Friedman has more.
Until 1965, Amiri Baraka, born Everett Leroy Jones, moved mostly in bohemian circles in Greenwich Village. But after the death of Malcolm X, he moved to Harlem, where he became a black nationalist and a leader in the black arts movement, as he told NPR in 2007.
We wanted an art that was black in form and content, an art that would be a weapon in the hands of activists.
By 1974, Baraka had another change of heart when he declared himself a Marxist. The black liberation struggle, in essence, is a struggle for socialism, he wrote. In 2002, he was named Poet Laureate of New Jersey. That same year, his poem, Somebody Blew Up America, was seen as anti-Semitic and lost him his post. Rose Friedman, NPR News.
Google workers who commute from San Francisco to the company's Mountain View campus now have the option of making the trip aboard an 83-foot-long Wi-Fi-equipped catamaran. That's according to the San Jose Mercury News. According to the paper, one reason to the ferry may be the city of San Francisco earlier this week announcing plans to start regulating Silicon Valley shuttle buses. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from...